Father, to join. Hello there. Welcome to today's podcast with Pastor Bless Donkor. I hope you'll be blessed. Stay tuned. That's how I come
alive. That's how I change my world. We bless God for this morning. As the custom is, we want to read our anchor scriptures. And our first scripture will be the book of Revelation chapter 12. The verse 11 to 12. Revelation chapter 12, the verse 11 to 12. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11 to 12. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. The next verse. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time. Hallelujah. Our second reading is Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 11 to 16. Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 11 to 16. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, take up lamentation for the king of Tyre and say to him, Thus says the Lord God, you are the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering: the sardius, the topaz, and diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the turquoise, and emerald with gold. The workmanship of your timbrels and pipes was prepared for you on the day you were created. You were the anointed cherub who covers. I establish you. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked back and forth in the midst of fiery stones. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created till iniquity was found in you. By the abundance of your trading, you became filled with violence within, and you sinned. Therefore, I cast you as a profane thing out of the mountain of God, and I destroyed you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the fiery stones. Our last reading that we're all going to do together, Matthew chapter 24 and the verse 3. Are we ready? Can we all read together? Let's go. Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Hallelujah. It pleased the Lord that we still continue in the matters of understanding the warfare as our first sub-series. And we are still on We Are at War as our main series. Today we want to look at the subject matter, woe the earth, or woe to the inhabitants of the earth. And today's focus is to bring to knowledge the status or the current state of the warfare that was initiated and the current impact of the warfare. Hallelujah. We thank God. Let's take a word of prayer, Father. We pray that your word will establish itself in our heart and cause understanding in our walk with you, in Jesus' name. Amen. As it requires, for every subject matter that needs to be tackled, clarity of definition must be given to it. And if you want to help people to appreciate and understand a concept thereof, then you must be able to establish definitions and clarity. So our first sub-series that we have started as part of our understanding or trying to understand what the warfare is and to understand warfare, we are looking at the simple definitions and matters that can bring clarity to us about the warfare. And if you can be able to recall with me in our past four messages, the first thing we have done or what we have looked at so far is what led to the war, as Apostle John spoke about in the book of Revelation chapter 12. So you find out that in our first message, we talked about there was war in heaven. And we wanted to speak about what led to the actual war. And we found out that this war was as a result of a creature desired to become what? Or to become who the creator is. A creature desired to become who what? The creator is. And we saw that in the mission statement of that creature called Lucifer or the book of Isaiah chapter 14 verse 14. Where he said, I would be what? I will exalt my throne above the clouds. I will do A, B, C, D, and I will be what? The Most High. So the rebellion was to overthrow the king, to take his place, and to become who the king is, which is what? El Elyon. He believed in achieving this whole task to the extent that the Bible said he was able to deceive the world then and also deceive some of the angels that this task could be accomplished. If you remember the second message that I spoke about, I told you that in the kingdom, one principle is that everything in the kingdom belongs to what? The king. So anybody who dares to own or become an owner in the kingdom is a rebel. And the only way you can own things in the kingdom are two ways. Number one, to overthrow the king or to declare a part of the kingdom as your own and seize it. Do you remember that aspect? So that is what this creature decided to do. And his first attempt, he lost woefully. Hallelujah. Amen. The war didn't see daylight. Hallelujah. The war failed, and he was casted out of heaven to act. Now, the next message, or in still the previous message that we've done so far, I've explained why Lucifer was casted to earth. Number one, he was casted to earth to bring judgment to the jurisdiction he was governing, which we find in the book of Ezekiel chapter 28, that the Bible says he was in the garden of what? Eden. And Eden was what? Established on earth, according to Genesis chapter 2. Are we on the same page? And we found out that in his mission statement, he said, I will exalt my throne. Means that he had what? A throne. And in biblical terms, whoever has a throne means that has authority to rule over what? A territory. So his territory was what? Judged. And the reason why his territory was judged, because he was a priest. And in the principles of priesthood, the priest is a representation of the creation that is under his jurisdiction. So you speak on behalf of that creation as a priesthood. So when the priest missed it, the entire people within also suffered the consequence of what? His rebellion. So the earth he was cast to was as a result of what? His representation. Representing them, the judgment came upon them. The second reason which I mentioned was that what he did was a seed. And therefore the seed must be given room to what? To grow. And God did so that he would prove to all creation that nobody rebels against me. Or no, nothing that can be initiated by any of the creatures can stand against him. Are you on the same page? So we saw that that is one of the reasons why he was casted to the earth. Now, let's move on. Even though he had freedom to continue his rebellion on earth, he had no authority to pursue it because the earth was no more under his authority. But by his tools of trade, which is deception, he was able to maneuver his way by taking advantage of the desire in the heart of man to be God and exploited that desire to turn man to his side to become what? An ally of man. By so, on the principles of allies, he had access to the earth and authority to what? To operate. Are we there? So now we came to the nature of what? The warfare. And in the past 3 weeks, I was talking about the nature of the warfare. First, by this access, he waged a war of rebellion against God. And that war of rebellion was to build a system called world with what? Man. Where that system will be used to what? Rebel against the throne of God, the righteousness of God. So I spoke about a false ally, what? A slave master, and what? The adversary. The second thing was that he by access, he waged a war of evil and what? Wickedness. As a result of the throne he sat upon. If you remember, we said the throne he sat upon is called the throne of what? Iniquity. And out of that throne comes what? Evil and what? Wickedness. And that war was against humanity and creation. So the war of rebellion was against what? God. The war of evil and what? Wickedness is against what? Humanity and what? Creation. And the third phase of the war he embarked on is what we call the war of what? Fear and what? Intimidation. So another phase of what he started or he initiated after Christ was to fight against the church and what? The believers. And that war is called the war of what? Intimidation and what? And fear. And he initiated this war because he has realized that the church and the believer has now not is no more a captive of his, but now are what? Opponent, fierce opponent, also called adversary. And I said last week that the rule of competition or the rule of competing against your opponent is that you must eliminate your competitor. Do you remember that? So if there's a competition, the rule of every competition is eliminate your competitor. Is that not so? So the devil sees us as a competitor, an adversary, and the only way by which he can have full control or do what he does is to make sure that he completely eliminates you. And he does that through what? Fear and what? Intimidation. And last week we saw about five ways the devil can intimidate and put fear in you. The Bible says he roars like what? A lion. Do you remember that one? So that is where we have gotten to. So now we've looked at what led to the war. We have seen the nature of the war. We want to examine what is the current status of the war. In our dispensation, what is happening concerning the war? Are we on the same page? Amen. So now let's go into that. So far, if you look at what we've done so far, our concentration has been about the status of man in the warfare. Especially when I was talking about the nature of war. So I spoke about man becoming the enemy of God as out of what? Rebellion. Man becomes a captive that the devil is exploring to what? To what? Evil and what? Wickedness. Man becomes became what? A slave of what? Of sin. Now, we have to examine what of the status of Lucifer. Now, when we understand the status of Lucifer, then we can understand the place that the war has got into. Now, there's one thing that I want you to know that today you should take with you. Today, you are going to understand why the church or the believer face so much hostility in the world. One of the things I want you to understand, that the world is never your friend. And I'm going to prove it to you from today's short message. Hallelujah. Now, the current status of this warfare and its impact was pronounced as woe to the earth when the voice that was speaking to John was declaring what happened in the Revelation chapter 12. Even though he declared that salvation and everything has happened to the kingdom, to the earth, the voice that was speaking said, woe unto the inhabitants of what? The earth. When John caught this revelation, why did the voice said woe? Now let's look at the simple definition of that word, woe. W-O-E. The word woe means deep trouble, distress, or calamity. So how can in one hand somebody declare that salvation, deliverance has come to a particular people, then also cry that, oh, a great trouble, a calamity is about to befall another people? Now that is what we're going to stand on. That is going to talk about the status of Lucifer as the whole warfare has begun. Amen. 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 Now let's look at this. The reason why this cry of woe to the inhabitants of the earth was very important for us to know the state of the warfare now is because the warfare of Lucifer was a gradual thing. When he initiated his rebellion, the rebellion began to reveal the gradual fall of Lucifer. Are you with me? So for every fall of Lucifer, determine the weight and the manner and the impact of the warfare on creation. So now let's examine that, and then we understand why this word woe is very important. Amen. Now first, the status of Lucifer before the fall, his first fall. Let's start from that place. The first fall. Before Lucifer fell, the status of Lucifer, according to Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 12, and the verse 14, was an anointed cherub. Lucifer, when God created him, he created him as what? Anointed or cherub, who stood before God as a priest on the mountain of the Lord. He was glorified, and he was glorified by having a place called a throne. Are you following me? I'm showing the status before his first fall. So number one, the first status was what? An anointed what? Cherub. He was not just an ordinary cherub. He was anointed what? Cherub. He was glorified. He was a priest because he had a sanctuary and stood on the mountains of God. Okay. In Isaiah chapter 14, verse 13 to 14, it was also revealed that he had a throne, an authority to rule over jurisdiction, which Ezekiel also gave us a clue to be what? The place of what? The earth. Are you following what I'm trying to give you? So, Lucifer was an anointed cherub. He was a person who had authority as a king to rule. That's why in Ezekiel said the king of what? Time. Are you following? He was a glorified being. That was the status. Before iniquity was what? Found in him. When iniquity was found in him, he lost this status. He was cast from the mountain of God to grounds, also being destroyed by God. Now let's do some reading so that you understand. So now let's go to Isaiah chapter 28 verse 12 to 14. Ezekiel 28 verse 12. Are we there? Now verse 12. Isaiah verse 12. Son of man, take up lamentation for the king of Tyre. Okay, take me to the verse 14. Okay, so stay there. Thus says the Lord God, you were the seal of what? Perfection. That was his status. So, when Lucifer was who he was before fall, he was a seal of perfection. What it means is that for you to determine what is perfect, Lucifer was the seal of it. So, for whatever you see Lucifer, it was a confirmation that perfection was there. Are you following the kind of status he had? Then continue. Full of what? Wisdom. And perfect in what? In beauty. Now when he fell, what became his next status? Let's go to the verse 16. This is verse 12, right? Take me to the verse 14. When he fell, what he became? Verse 14. You were the anointed cherub who covers. So it was a covering what? Cherub. I established you. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked back and forth in the midst of what? Fiery what? Stones. Verse 16. What did verse 16 say about him? Now when he fell, what became his status? By the abundance of your trading, you became filled with violence within. And you sinned. Therefore, I cast you out as what? Church, you read as what? Oh, as what? Profane. So a person who had the status of an anointed cherub, a seal of perfection, all this, a covering cherub, the moment sin was found in him, the moment iniquity was found in him, his status was decreased, degraded to what we call what? Profane. So the devil lost, the first fall of the devil was that he was moved from a status of perfection to a status of what? Profane. All right. This fall in status switch, or this fall of his status from the seal of perfection and the covering cherub, was his destiny ordination. So Lucifer was, I hope you understand the concept of destiny ordination. So Lucifer was created as his destiny to fulfill as what? A covering what? Cherub. And what? A seal of what? Perfection. That means that you cannot see perfection without Lucifer being there. But when iniquity was found in him, he lost his destiny what? Ordination. And then he fell so strong to the status of what? Profane. Now this fell was what Isaiah spoke about in Isaiah chapter 14 verse 12. Let's read. Are we there? When Lucifer fell, look at how he said, how you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the earth, morning. how you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. Now, this fall of Lucifer was not talking about how by coming onto earth. This fall of Lucifer was talking about fall in status. Are you on the same picture here now? So, how have you fallen? Is you are falling from a seal of perfection toward a profane thing. You are falling from an anointed cherub toward a profane thing. That was the fall. So the thing was like, he was a king seated on the throne. Then he was speak from his throne as how it is done in our tradition. And then everything of him that made him a king was taken from him. That is a fall. Fall from status. Have you heard of people being demoted before? So that was what happened to Lucifer. That was his first fall. And this fall was a conflict within us. Okay, as we move on, I'll talk about this. So this fall was a fall from destiny ordination. He lost his destiny ordination. Are you on the same page? So in simple terms, Lucifer, who was Mr. Somebody, whenever God gathered, the children of God gathered, and he appears, that you see, that's where you see, oh, this is what we call perfection. This is what we call beauty. This is what we call. So he was Mr. Somebody. So Lucifer, who was Mr. Somebody, whenever the children of God gather, now became Mr. Nobody. I don't know if you've ever felt that before. That was the first fall. So that fall that Lucifer fell did not deny him access in coming into what? The gatherings of the children of God. But however, whenever he comes, he was nobody. Nobody. He had no place. He had no reverence. That was the first fall out of his rebellion. And that defined his first status. And the first status was called the status of what? Profanity. Hallelujah. So this first fall marks the origin of the war, and it was described by Ezekiel as an internal conflict. So when he fell, when he said in Ezekiel chapter 28 verse 16, when Lucifer fell, the Bible described that fell as an act of internal conflict. So it was not a war yet. It was a conflict within. The Bible said, you said in your heart, there was a war against the nature of God in him over there. So he warred against God's will in him, the nature of God in him. And that was what led to his fall. So he couldn't even have the opportunity to attack or do what he wanted to do. You see, the Bible said that God looks at the heart. Do you understand? So in the heart, God saw what has been conceived, concluded, and to be done. And God said, now you have profaned yourself. Because your quality is not in the outward thing you do. It is in the inward thing. So remember that last time when we were looking at that, we were talking about how people get it. We said it is not what they are taking, but what comes out of what? Out of them. So the conflict, the first war, or let me say where the war started, was the conflict within him that he wants to become El Elyon. And that desire corrupted him. Therefore, Mr. Somebody of beauty and perfection, a covering cherub, means that he was because of time, I don't want to go dead, but let me say something about a covering cherub. Cherubs, okay, are one kind of angels that are for warfare. Now the throne of God is surrounded by the cherubims. They protect God's glory. It is their job to what? Protect God's glory. Now Lucifer was not just protecting the glory there. He was a covering of the cherubs. Hallelujah. He was a covering of the cherubs. So when we talk about covering in scriptures, we are talking about high priest. Because whenever somebody is a high priest, one of the roles of a high priest is to offer out covering. It also talks about him being an archangel, a higher art operations. So this Lucifer we are talking about before his first fall was Mr. Somebody. But what he did led to what? Him losing this place. Hallelujah. Now, when he lost his place and he fell, this happened before Adam came on the scene. So although Lucifer could still come when the children of God gather, when he comes, he has nobody even minds him. He is nothing before anybody. What happens? What this status led you? Now let's look at it. When Lucifer was casted out of Eden, man was brought in Eden to rule over the earth. Man had full authorization to determine who governs or what governs this territory. And we all know the end of the story. Lucifer was able to deceive man to align with him. And through that alliance, Lucifer gained access to become the ruler of what? This world. In the book of John chapter 12 verse 31, I want you to follow me very well. John chapter 12 verse 31, listen to what Jesus said about him. So when he fell, he had no place, he had nothing. He can still be in the garden of God's people, but he was nothing. Until man gave him an opportunity to become what? Something again. What did he become when man gave him the opportunity? The first thing he became was this. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of what? This world will be what? Cast out. So what Lucifer gave him, what man gave Lucifer was an opportunity to become what? The ruler of this world. And I've already explained the world unto you. The what? Lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the what? Pride of life. So together with man, they built a system called world. And that world, he became a ruler of it. What happened next? This act of Adam did not only give Lucifer the access to rule in this world, it also gave him a new status in the heavenly place before the throne of God as the accuser of the brethren. So Lucifer fell so low as Mr. Nobody. The man decided to help him gain another promotion. And the promotion he gained was called the accuser of what? The brethren. Now, on this status, he did a lot of work. I'm going to show that to you. Hallelujah. So Revelation chapter 12 verse 10 called him the accuser of what? The brethren. This status was to explore. Listen to it. Now, when he became accuser of the brethren, you see, at heaven those days, when before he fell, or the first fall, he was an anointed cherub. He had roles he was playing. He had a throne. He had a sanctuary. He was doing priestly work over there, the sanctuary over there. He was doing a lot of stuff. Then he became Mr. Nobody. Now, when man helped him to gain some kind of leverage, that leverage, he used it, or he became the accuser of the brethren. What does that imply? Look at it. This status was to exploit God's natural justice or God's nature of justice to weaponize sin, to condemn and destroy even God's elects on legal basis. So Lucifer, who had no place in heavenly matters as a voice, now because of what Adam did, he now gained what we called a status of what? Accuser of the brethren. Now what did he do? He now used that as a legal base to weaponize sin. The thing which he conceived, now he has used it as what? A weapon. And now this weapon he has is going to do much damage. Even those that are God's elect, they can't escape his legal demands. I'm going to show you how he did it. Number one. Therefore, as an accuser, Satan used God's justice against sinners, but not as God's agent. He appeals to guilt of sin on real grounds, challenging the righteous stance of the person, and then use it to condemn the person. Zechariah chapter 3 verse 1. So what it is that he stands and said, God, your throne is a throne of justice. This guy is a sinner. He's a sinner. And it is true. He's a sinner. And therefore, since he is a sinner, this and that and that. And he had a case. Not that he was crying for God's righteousness, but he was using it as a weapon to destroy God's creation. Watch a typical picture here. Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest. Who is a high priest? God's elect, God's anointed high priest. If today we want to talk about high priests, we are talking of the Pope. We are talking of archbishops. Look at what Lucifer was doing in his place as an accuser. Before the angel of the Lord and Satan standing at his right hand to oppose him. How? Go down. Verse 2. And the Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire? Now the verse 3 give you why he had the right, he stood at his right hand to oppose him. Now Joshua was clothed with what? Filthy what? Garments. That was sin. That was guilt. And was standing before the angel. So the moment Joshua was about to do his priestly duty, Satan came. Is he qualified to be a high priest? Let me examine him. Then he saw that no, he's wearing something that does not qualify him. He said, this guy, you don't do your job today. And the angel of the Lord stood there, couldn't do anything. Oh. Second one. His accusations were real and hostile. So, you see, that's why we say the devil is legalistic. When he picks up anybody and accuses the person, it was a real accusation. But the accusation was a hostile accusation. It was not an accusation to bring righteousness. It's to be hostile to the person. Not official on righteousness, which is his intention for accusing was not to seek justice, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And you know the next person who was his victim? Job. You know, when Lucifer went to accuse Job before God, let's read it. Job chapter 1 verse 9 to 11. See, that status he gained, he really used it. So at that level of the warfare, Lucifer was not only on earth ruling as the ruler of the world. He also goes to heaven before the throne room of God, and now he is able to speak now. At first, when he fell, he had no voice. He can't speak. He can just, you see, the Bible said, and when the sons of God gathered, he came them so, right? It was not the first time they gathered. They used to gather. And he used to be there. But he had no voice until Adam gave him voice. Adam picked up something that will help Lucifer to always speak at God's presence to challenge Adam and his descendants. So Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for nothing? Can you see accusation? Are you seeing the accusation? Let's continue. Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has on every side? You see the accusations. You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. Verse 11. Listen to what he said. But now stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. Look at the kind of docket of case he built over there. The docket of the case is simple. The accusation is that Job fears you. Job loves you. Job is interested in you because of the things you do for him. Can we prove him right now to see that when you take away all these things, he will still love you? That was the woe of those people in those days. And because God is a God of justice, they understand, he must allow justice to have a due course. Let's prove him. So what happened to Job? We all know the story. The devil touched him even to the point that if he was not rebuked, he would have touched his life. Why did the devil accuse him? To steal. He stole his children. He stole his properties. He stole his peace, everything, even his health, in marriage, everything. He stole it all because of just one accusation. So that status he gained as the accuser of our brethren, he utilized it well. Now he had a place in heaven to speak. Now he had a place to argue in the throne room of God. Hallelujah. So this newfound status gave him some form of legal access to appear in God's presence till Jesus' death and resurrection. So at this time, the warfare of rebellion, the warfare of evil and wickedness was so much at the peak with him. And this time he was doing it with so much legal authority. The devil can cause disaster at a place and he can justify it on all legal grounds. Because they are what? Sinners. Are we on the same page? Then something happened. This was the first fall activities. What happened to Lucifer in the second fall of activities? Now let's move into his second fall. Whilst the first fall was a fall from his destiny, ordination, and representation,
The second fall was a fall from complete legal access to God's presence to continue his accusations. This was the fall Jesus spoke about in Luke chapter 10 verse 18. So in Isaiah spoke about the fall of Lucifer. Do you remember that? How have you fallen, Lucifer, right? Now Jesus came in Luke, he spoke about another fall. This is the second fall of Lucifer. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like what? Lightning from what? Heaven. This fall is different from the fall in Isaiah. Isaiah's fall was a fall from status. This one is a fall from legal access. And this is the fall that has led to what we are suffering now. And I'll tell you why this fall is so much of a hit to Lucifer. Let's continue. This fall was enforced through the warfare that was led by Michael and his angels. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7 and 8. Now, Revelation 12, 7 and 8 was not talking about the first rebellion of Lucifer, where he said, I want to be the Most High. That one, no angel even was involved. He within him, as the Bible said, the conflict within you was used to destroy you. He said, I use the fire within you to destroy you. That's what God said about it. So that one, God himself, out of what was in him, was used to finish him. His corruption was used against him. And he lost his status and his destiny ordination. But this second fall, which has to do with legal access, it took Michael and his team to enforce it. And that was a bloody war in heaven. It was a real war. And war broke out. So the first time in scriptures you hear the concept war broke out in heaven was this. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon. And the dragon and his angels what? Fought. Verse 8. What happened in that warfare? And verse 8. But they did not prevail, the dragon and his angels. Nor was a place found for them in, have you seen it? In heaven or not? So the devil had place in heaven after his first fall. That's why you see that. You understand why the devil was able to accuse Job. He had a place. So the first fall from status of an anointed cherub, a seal of perfection, to profane, Lucifer helped man helped him to gain another access, called what? Accuser of the brethren, and that was giving him a place in heaven to stand and accuse. To keep God, see, to make sure that he always exploit God's justice, not because of righteousness, but because you use it to what? Destroy. Now, when Jesus died and rose, that opportunity was taken from him, and it took real war, to take him out of that place. It means that the devil was more even happy to be an accuser than an anointed cherub, because when he was an anointed cherub, in fact, there was no war that broke out. When he became accuser of Abraham, it took war to sack him. The man really enjoyed it. So, how this is what, yes, that is what is what the current status of the war we are fighting. The intensity of the enemy's activity is because of this thing that he lost. Accuser of the brethren before God. Let's move on. So, what are the details all led to this fall? When Satan gained access to the presence of God as the accuser of the brethren, he exploited it very well, because there was no advocate to speak for them that he bring their cases to the court of heaven. Let's read Job chapter 9 verse 32. Job chapter 9 verse 32 and 33. Now let me draw here and then explain something. I know it will be in your mind that, so when Lucifer comes to heaven and then he comes to speak of somebody's, that this person has done this, so nobody could talk him, could speak some. Nobody could counter him. Now, in the principle of representation, you can only represent your kinsman. In that heavenly gathering, there was no man in over there. It was spirit beings that have gathered over there in their realm, and there was no man as a representation over there. And to have permission to speak for somebody as an advocate, you must be the person's what? King's what? Man. Let's read what Job knew, that what was happening to him was because somebody has taken him to court. Job was not ignorant of what was going on. Job knew very well that somebody has summoned me before God, and the person has secured verdict against my life. The only thing is that I am the person who is doing me is not man. You are not the first to cry that cry. Job cried that, I wish Lucifer was a man like me, then we'll face it. But I was no man. Said, for he is not a man. as I am, that I may answer him. I tell, if Job had gotten the opportunity to face Lucifer, and that we should go to court what? Together. Continue, verse 33. Nor is there any mediator between us who may lay his hand on us both. What does he mean? What Lucifer was claiming against Job was true, was right. And if there's anything, divine justice cannot be ignored. So it means that the justice must be paid. At the same time, when that justice is met, he, Job, can also not be held accountable. So remember, I always say that the believer is not innocent and not guilty. He's not innocent because whatever he's accused of is true. He's not guilty because somebody paid the penalty for his guilt. So whenever you stand as a believer, you are not innocent. You have done things. But the devil cannot hold you guilty because somebody has paid for what you have done. That is why this song will make sense to you. He paid a debt he did not owe. I own a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins. Job wished he had one. Job, he wished. So once Lucifer gained that access, because the moment man picked up that nature, he quickly ran to heaven. Hey, God, when I did it, you see what you need to be now? You see your son, the one you love, man, in your image. He has picked up the same thing. So now he doesn't deserve this. He can't do this. He can't do that. And nobody in heaven had the right to challenge the accusation. So Lucifer was having a free flow. In fact, he was having an open ground. Nobody challenges him. So you see that the Bible, it is God who rebuked him. In the matter of Joshua, he said, the Lord rebuke you. Oh, Lucifer, the Lord rebuke you. He needed to be rebuked. Means that he needed to be restricted because he wanted to do more harm. But here, there was an offer. There was a blood that was shed for a covering. So in that covering, God is able to rebuke him some more. Why God instituted the priesthood and that Aaron has to sacrifice an animal for every year was to gain something small that could use to rebuke the devil. This kind of legal grounds gave him ground to the point that he contested over Moses' body. He contested over Moses' body that Moses does not deserve to be carried into the place of holies, into the presence of God, because sinners cannot appear in your presence. And the angel of the Lord must rebuke him again. Are you following me? So Lucifer was really enjoying himself in the court of God. He would then say, Bismarck, he wants to buy a car. God, what is it? Bismarck wants to buy a car. What is your problem? But in his family, I've forgotten that they did A, B, C, did that. So they can buy a car. Then God will be there. He said, but God, you are just. You are fair. You can't change the rules here. He can't favor him. If he's able to pay the price, then he can buy the car. Then God is there. God cannot do anything about the matter. And there was nobody to say, Lord, I can speak for him. So he was having a free day. So Job realized that, no, this thing that is happening to me, somebody's behind it. Somebody has taken me to court. But the issue is that the person who took me to court is not a person like me. I can face him. He's a spirit being. And I don't have any person to represent me over there. Thank God for Christ, though. Like by this time, you. How many cases do you have with him? Class one, you not even cross. You don't know what Christ has done for us. Let's continue. When Jesus came into the scene, he met the full requirement as our kinsman. That is why Jesus was born as man. So that he can represent men. Man representing what? Man. Oh. Time. So let me. Therefore, the cases. So when he came to represent, the first thing that he paid for every debt, everything that is a ground to which the Lucifer could make a claim, he paid everything. Everything was paid, fully paid. Even the one you do tomorrow, it has been paid for. So when he paid for, all that the judge could do was to close the case. And according to law, a case that you have been tried upon, you can never try me again on it. So if somebody takes you to court and tried you on a case of stealing 100 million Ghana cedis, and then the judge closes the case and said that you should go to prison for 1 week, and you pay the debt of 1 week, nobody can reopen that case against you. That is the principles of justice. So when Jesus paid the price, he came to present it in the presence of the Lord. All that has been accused, all that humanity has been accused for, I've paid the price. I have come to speak for them. Therefore, this case must close. So there, God pronounced as a judge. By the verdict of what Jesus has done, all case settled. Case closed. It was therefore illegal to accuse the brethren before God as for what they have done. Romans chapter 8, verse 33. See, as you are here, I want to tell you that what Jesus has done for you, the devil can never stand before God to accuse you of your destiny or ordination. He doesn't even have a place to even stand. Not to talk of accusing you. So now look at who shall bring a charge against God's what? Elect. It is God. But is Job not God's elect? What did God said about Job? He said, have you considered my heart? Servant Job. He was God's elect. The devil was able to accuse him. But when Jesus paid the price, a sentence was made here. He said, who will dare in this matter to bring a charge against God's elect? Can I tell the first benefactor of this very act that Jesus did? He was called Peter. In the book of Luke chapter 22, verse 31, Jesus appeared to Peter after he resurrected. He said, Peter, when I went to heaven to finalize everything, the devil brought your case ahead of time. And what he wanted to do to you, that was to sift you like wheat. But because I have made prayers for you, because I have met the demand of justice, you were saved. I tell you, if Jesus had not gone to do that, Peter by this time, I don't know what would have become of him. No, I don't know. So the first benefactor of this act was Peter. Jesus said, I pray for you. So the case was closed. That means that Lucifer is out of job. His job was only one thing in heaven: accuse. Now the accusation, all the debt have been paid. Do you have any place again? No. So Lucifer was out of job. Because the case is called and closed, he can never lay any charge against God's elect again. Therefore, he had no place anymore. So he was completely cast out and was done through warfare. Because there's no place for accusation anymore, that court was closed to him. So now, Lucifer, even though when he fell from his status, had access to God's presence, now he doesn't even have it at all. He cannot appear in the presence of God and even have he cannot even dare to accuse any God's elect. He cannot do it. And to enforce that, he was forcibly removed from heaven. Michael has been waiting for that day to deal with this guy until Jesus gave him that. So you find out that this warfare, it was won on the verdict of the blood of the Lamb. In Revelation chapter 12, Revelation chapter 12, verse 10 to 12. Said, now I heard a voice saying in heaven, now salvation. So heaven was troubled. And strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before God day and night has been cast down. This was the second fall of Lucifer. Complete shutdown. What does this mean to Lucifer? And what does that tell about the current status of the world? Not only did this fall knock him out of legal access to accuse, it also finally established the kingdom of God permanently in the jurisdiction he has controlled until this second fall. This complete access he has lost in the second fall did not only deny him legal access before God to accuse, it also led to the establishment of what? The kingdom. As you can see. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. So that is how that war was won. If the blood was not men, Michael would never forge a war against him. So when the penalty was paid, Michael drew a sword. They said, now, we don't need you here again. You are completely banished. You and all your investigators. See, the Bible said he was cast with all other angels. You know, every lawyer has an investigator. You don't know. So your family witches, they were there. with him. That witch that is troubling your life now, he has been there. Spirit don't die. And he has been doing investigation for years. That's why he can pick up information about you quickly. But now he's using a different method to do it. Said, you and your investigators, this courtroom, you cannot come here again. Forever and ever, you are gone. When that happened, God did not only, when he was cast out, he didn't end there. God came to establish a checkpoint on earth to keep him under that defeat. He knew it. Are you on the same page? He knew it. So this second fall, the first thing he meant to Lucifer, or how it destabilized him, is number one. The defeat he suffered in heaven, an establishment of governance called the church has been put in place to keep him in constant defeat. Now you are ascending to heaven to accuse. Now heaven has come down to earth to deal with you. So the church, Jesus said, I will build my church and the gate of hell will not prevail. It's because of this. Now the gate of hell that used to prevail in legalities, now the church has been built to make sure that, hey, the fall that you have fall, finally you stay there, you are going nowhere. So God is in heaven and he has left the matter now into the hands of men. Keep him in his defeat. Number two, all that he has held captive have the chance to be free from captivity and be turned against him to enforce his defeat and expand the influence of the kingdom of God on it. This second fall was a fall of access, as I said. So now, all those he held captive legally, there is no any legal grounds to hold anybody captive. That is why if you go and preach the gospel right now, people will give their life to Christ. You know, because the devil is using anybody who holds legally right now. When you enter there with the gospel frees them. When you enter there, it is just like how slave trade ended and some people were still trading until people went to tell that it has ended. I don't know if you've heard that story before. One of the slaves heard the news that slave has ended and went to confront the master, and the master made him a partner in the business. And they decided to continue in the slavery. Then another one heard it. He's also, you also now a new partner. That's all Lucifer is doing right now. You see, those who are held captive, the moment you go and you announce, because he knows that what he's doing is illegal, he has to. So anytime we preach the gospel, Lucifer doesn't like it, because he doesn't have any legal grounds to hold anybody anymore the moment the gospel is preached. I don't know if you are really following what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Good. So what happened then? The third one, he cannot stop the first and the second point I mentioned, because they are now factor. Now let's read something in Revelation chapter 12 verse 10 again. Right after the defeat, he was casted out from heaven. Every other thing followed was a noun thing. Now listen to what I say. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is what? Salvation. And what? Strength. And what? The kingdom of our God, and not the power of his Christ, have come. So these things, the moment he was casted by Michael, all these things followed instantly. So the kingdom of God started invading. You remember the number of souls Peter won on one day? How many souls? That was an evidence that now. So Lucifer saw that not only was I defeated, not only am I going to lose my captives, not only my territory is now under complete check and balance, everything that has happened is happening now. So this gentleman has to react. That is what led us to the status of the war now. What did he do? Therefore, this was what the voice cried out to us as what? Woe. Hallelujah. Because of what has happened to his second fall and what has happened to everything concerning him, when meant he decided to come, see, the only place he have now is the earth. When the voice in heaven saw what has happened to him, said, you people on earth, woe unto you. Why woe? Let's read Revelation chapter 12 verse 12. You see why woe. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you. Listen to what I said. Having what? Great what? Wrath. Before this fall, he had a wrath. He was doing it. But after this war, the wrath became what? Great. Because he knows that he has a what? A short time. He knows what the kingdom of God can do to him. And his time is what? Short. So he came down. So the war is that because he had no access anymore and everything has been taken from him, he must use all he have to make sure that his target to steal, to kill, to destroy is intensified. So the current status of the war was described by the one who was telling John. He said, woe unto the earth. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth. Because this man, this second fall he has fallen, this defeat that he has tasted, he is going to put everything to use because time is not on his side. So then what did he do? The current status of the war after the death and resurrection of Christ is what Jesus prophesied as the evidence of the last days. Everything that has been said about the last days is because somebody has come down with great what? Wrath. Because his time is also what? Short. So the current state of the war we are facing right now is as a result of the second fall of what? Lucifer. His third fall is coming. His third fall will be the battle of Armageddon, where he will be bound with all the nations he came together to fight Christ with, and will be kept in prison for 1,000 years. That one, not only will he have even a place to operate, that one, he will totally be denied a place of operation. But I'm telling you that the state we are now in terms of the warfare is because of this second fall. The first fall didn't lead to this one. It's the second fall that has led to. So Jesus said the signs of the end time, and the end time Jesus said is not only about the end time of the earth, it's also the end time of the Lucifer. His last days, he's playing his last cards. The freedom he has right now, you never get it again. So when Jesus said in the last days, he was not only talking about what will happen to earth. In the last days, he was talking of the last days, the days of Lucifer now made on earth. So you, if you see what is happening now, he's talking about Lucifer who is making good use of his last days. Oh, are you with me? So in Matthew chapter 24 verse 3, he said, tell us therefore what will be the signs. And the signs we see right now is the current state of the warfare. Now let me show you three things and we'll close. Hallelujah. So the kind of things that is happening right now is telling you where the war has got into right now. Let's start. In the last days, the status of the war of rebellion has been intense deception. This deception is so strong that even if we can, you deceive the elect. The war of rebellion, the status of the warfare right now is what we call the intense or deception. That deception that even the elect of the Lord, if he gets the opportunity, count. That means that even the elect of the Lord, they are not so what? Safe. Everything is even done to even deceive the Christian. Everything is done. That is the intensity of the war. The devil has expanded the scope of deception. So strong. I said the war is on three phases, so I'm showing the current state of each of them. The first state of the war, or the current state of the war of rebellion, we know rebellion, the world system, is an intense deception. I'm telling you, the kind of deception we have in the world now was not then, was not there those days. Oh yeah, it was not there those days. Let me give you some signs of it. Take me to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 to 9. Paul was telling Timothy what will become of the last days. When men are in the war of rebellion, when the world system is at its play. Now let's read. I have something to tell you. But notice that in the last days, perilous what? Times. So the state of the war is called the perilous. So peril. Now look at how the perilous times are. If you are not living in it, then you tell me that, oh, then Satan is not playing his last days. For men will be lovers of themselves. You see why people don't like marriage these days? Because one of the things that marriage will teach you is what? You can't love yourself. Marriage is a demand of sacrifice. Oh, now I've come into your world now. I've descended, right? Because those days I was in the too much theology. Now I've descended into your world, so I want you to follow. the perilous time we are. See, marriage, by the institution God established, it demands sacrifice. That's why some of us, our mothers, even though your fathers were beating them, they stayed in the marriage because they were sacrificing for you. Today, what is your anthem? Career woman. Today, what is your anthem? Oh, we don't marry them. Men are scam. Women are scam. Lovers of themselves. So, as people are moving right now, the first thing they think about, they love only themselves. If it is not for the love of yourself, why will you go and abort an innocent child? And even set laws. That's what I'm showing, deception of the world. See, the world system, and now laws are passed, is my own body. Now, the person over there, does he also have rights? In fact, the question is, did the person even ask you to come and bring him away? You are somewhere, you are doing your own thing. But because of the deception we find ourselves right now, we are deceived. So the deception is making you love yourself more. Love yourself. Yeah, in the last days, that's the war. So today, if you don't take care, your marriage will be crushed because we are in the system of love yourself. Your business will be messed up because we are in the system of what? Somebody told Elder Nimako that one of the ways to prosper as working as an employee is to make sure that you steal your employer. So what will be our boss? Love yourself. See, today, we are in a world that today you can't even. Not that there are no job opportunities, so they are looking for people they can trust. As you sit here, the next person sitting beside you, you can't even tell whether the person can. Now, if somebody comes here with a gun, will the person point you out and let them shoot you first? Let's continue. Lovers of what? Money. Now, tell me, what is the number one aim of today's young people? Make money at all costs, by all means. Especially the guys, we are now feeling the pressure. If you don't make money, fine girls will not come to you. So one of the ways to teach you that lesson is that the girl you have been chasing for years, some fine guy from Boga, will come and then you take her from you. Many brothers are crying because when it is Christmas time, the Bogas are coming. Somebody sat there and said, we are taking the girls away. Ladies and gents, they announced it. So the young guys today must say, if you make money, the women will come. If you make money, respect. If you make, and it is true. There are some people now who have gained access to higher places because they have money. In every truth, some of these people, they're not even qualified to even advise a goat. If you see their way and manner, their dress and the things they say, can somebody come? Be on social media, insult everybody, so careless with words, dress anyhow, speak anyhow, be aggressive. And yet still, he celebrated. He has money. All he does is that he pass through town, spread money, and people will pick it. But when he speaks, there's no wisdom. We love money. Boasters. Now today on social media, what people do is to boast. Boast car and you stand by it and take. See. So the question is, why do people like taking pictures at nice places? What do you want to say us? What do you want to tell us? How do you see, especially our sisters, how do you see them taking pictures in muddy places or any? You don't even take after church. You don't take pictures here. But if we're in somewhere. If our church was located at Akramo and we close church, then we will know that you people are photogenics. You are branding yourself. Some of you go and rent clothes to take pictures. Now the guys, thank God for renting of cars. If they chase you, don't accept, they go and rent a car to get you. Oh, if he's able to raise some 2,000 right now, you can get V8, nice one, correct one. And then you come, registered, you think it is for him. Proud. Blasphemous. You see how people can easily speak so ill about God? Disobedience to parents.
Even those who are less than 1 year. Ah, Jesus. Yeah. I asked myself, so if this is how I was to my mom. Unthankful. Unholy. See, if I want to stay here to explain these things, especially the aspect of unholy, as I said last time, just last week, that even our dressing is a sign of our rebellion towards God. That even though in the Garden of Eden you decided to cover us, we want to tell that we can't shame the shameless. Lord, we are not ashamed of our nakedness. You can't shame the shameless. Hallelujah. So even our dressing, God have mercy on us. Move on. We are not done. We're going to read a lot here. The war of rebellion, the current state is what we have right now. When we start to tackle how to deal with these things, I'm just giving you understanding the war, so that when we start to tackle them, you know what we are dealing with. You don't know what is going on. I'm helping you. Unloving. Hey, people don't love you. Have you seen what's going on in South Africa? Unforgiving. Slanders. One of the dangerous ones. People will slander you to make money. Without self. As for this one, let me move fast. Because this one, we are even more than rabbits. Self-control. The least thing somebody is already provoked, he's going to slap. The least thing. Now, it is easy to get a lady to sleep with than to buy pure water. It's so easy. As if we don't know. I don't want you to know. Okay? It's for your own safety. If you said, I'm going to ask that Joel, is ghetto there? Is ghetto that is coming from? One CD, you get some. Bottle water is now expensive than them. Brutal. Despisers of good. Let's move on. Quick. Let me just read them for you. Traitors. Okay. They're angry. Headstrong. Haughty. Lovers of pleasure rather than not. That's why now, if church is not entertainment, we will not come. Because we want to be entertained. Pleasure. Pleasure is the ultimate goal. Let's go. Having a form of what? Godliness. But denying its power. So you go to places that looks like a Christianized country. But I tell you, the evil thereof. You can hear a name like wisdom. And what wisdom is doing? You can hear a name like mercy. And if you see what mercy can do, then ask yourself. Last time I saw a video, somebody said, we should stop giving our children names from what the Bible. Because if you see the names in the Bible and those who carry the names right now, they are worlds apart. You see hope doing hopeless things. Oh Lord. Oh, you have not seen it. If you see blessing, he's more than cursed. Give me some of the names so I tell you the flow. Oppression will be a. He's the person who's the moodiest person, always walking with straight face, no smile. So having the form of godliness, but you cannot see the power. And from such people, he said, "What? Turn away." When you read down, there are a lot of things. Is from all these sort are those who creep into the household and make captives of the callable women. Is it the deception I'm talking about? Loaded down with what? Sins, led away by what? Various what? Lust. So this is the state of the war of rebellion. Always learning and never able to come toward the knowledge of the truth. If I want to talk about, these things, we will not live here today. We are a generation where we think we know, but we don't know anything. Every day there are thousands of counselors on radio station, TVs, all kinds of platforms, counseling us in marriage, but yes, we don't know anything. All kinds of rubbish are said over there. All kinds of things are shared there. Let's move on. So
The state of the warfare is what apostle. When Jesus said, do not be deceived, Matthew chapter 24, verse 4, he said, do not be deceived. The deception, the height of the deception is what Apostle Paul gave details about. This is the current state of the war of rebellion. If you want to understand the war of rebellion, go and listen to the message I preached again or not. False ally. The slave master and the adversary. You see, the rebellious, and we are going to talk about it more. When I take each of the system, the Sodom Gomorrah, I'll tell you how to survive in Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm telling you, the rate at, see now, Christians go to schools and they struggle to keep their purity. It's not their fault. The environment there, how can you be in Pent Hall and expect to live holy? It will take more than, no, you see, what it took Archbishop to survive, it will take more than 10 to survive at Pent Hall. Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about. Do I have any Legon? Where are the Legon people? This my friend was didn't like me. One time I came to visit him, and he didn't find any place for me to go and sleep. Then a friend who is in Pento, on a very weekend. That was the day I saw that this guy doesn't like me. I said, why can't you treat my anointing like this? From the stairs, the things I saw, even that what Paul said, the third devil he couldn't talk about. My own was worse. Oh, my brother. That day, the kind of deliverance I have to do for myself. Almost all the girls I met were almost naked. And on the stairs, near a piano, just like, he said yes. Pedro, Las Vegas is even better. This is the state of the deception we are in now. So if I don't teach you how to survive in Sodom and Gomorrah, and by mistake you find yourself in Pent Hall, we are finished. We have lost one brother. We are gone. One man down. You are gone. You lose for all. Even the Christian brothers, they are running for their lives. Paul, is that not true? If I give you Pent Hall to stay, will you go? Is it the annex B or whatever they call it? I think either 2 years ago, I went there to for somebody, and it seems the whole floor, everybody smokes over there. I'm serious, though. I was boozed. Hey, I was high. I almost became the most high. Hey, my eyes all turned like the smoke. Then I asked her, he said, Pastor, this is what we are, you know. I said, oh, now I understand your matter. How can even God come down here? It's too cloudy. God cannot see. So I'll teach those things. So this deception is what the order of the day, which is fully promoted in the world. How do you teach the own school? So when I keep, see, the reason why some of you, all of us cannot be on the pulpit, some of you have to go and teach. Some of you have to be one of our brothers because of where he works. So let me reserve the name, because I don't know who is listening to me. Pick an information from a JJ student who said, I am what? A bisexual. And he mentioned the names of the people he has been doing things with in the school. You don't know where your son is schooling. Do you know the sad thing? This school is a Christian school. They go for worship on Mondays, 10 minutes, and that is all for the whole week. How can a Christian school have worship on Monday, 10 minutes? At least that should be a school that every day, morning devotion. Because me, if I set up a school, morning devotion, 7 to 8, 1 hour. Every month, deliverance service will go on in that school. I have taught for some years, so I know what I'm talking about. I've mentioned to people that I've done deliverance in my class before. I was teaching, I have to take somebody to go and conduct healing deliverance fast, because they blinded her in my classroom. I said, not in front of me. So having seen all this kind of warfare, have I ever told you that a classist child was falling in love with me? 11 years girl. Told a colleague that, as for Sir Bless, I can't look at him. I'm so much in love with him. 11 years girl. You are shocked. You have not talked. You try and go and teach. You try it. Go and teach. You will come and give the testimonies I'm giving here. You think you are the one who has feelings? When I heard it, I said, Lord, if classes is coming after me, how will I survive with the SHS? If you have run with horsemen, if you have walked with men, and they have, how much more horsemen? I'm dead. See, the world, the deception in the world right now, and you see, every system now is being built now on deception. Woe betide you want to live your life on world system, you'll be disappointed, because the deception is growing. You see how they are struggling to pass the family rights bill. There's an order that is ruling the world. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. There's an order. The current state of the world, since he's come with his full right, he's making sure that even the elect. So you see Christians who are defending all this nonsense and stupidity, because the devil is making good use of what? The time left for him. I pray for you. That's why we have to teach you, and then you go, because you know we are at war. When I send you, some of you, you are not going to be teachers because you love the professional, because you must be a preservation. We must preserve a generation. That's why I keep saying that we will start a school, and that Martin will give us the money soon. We'll start the school. Yeah, we will build a school. Touch World International. You will come to that school. When your son can, you know that at least every 1 month be at deliverance. If I call it the AB, shoot your right. By the time they get to GHS, they know how to shoot their right hand wall. Ash, they'll pray like never before. I know of a school, Pastor Collins, where he taught. When they came for coming, you see that these people, Pastor Collins has been doing what he has been doing to us. They can pray. Yeah, crossovers. Why will I have a school that we can't do half night? When you are in boarding school, we are at temple. Bomb pair won't say yes, I'll be school. Number two, concerning the warfare of evil and wickedness, what is the current state? Evil and wickedness has reached its intense level, where we are seeing rampant war, famine, natural disasters, and all kinds of wickedness going on. Let's look at wickedness and evil is thriving so hard because the world is filled with hatred. There's more hatred now in the world than it was before. You know, I grew up in a community where everybody could beat you and correct you. Anybody can take care of you. We grew up in a community where when you are born, your uncle, everybody is responsible for you. But the way hatred is taken, the same family that used to help people are now the ones who are tearing them apart. I pray for you that you grow, your parents will grow to a very old age, you get a lot of money before the Lord calls them. Because if the Lord calls them right now in your current state, then you know that what I'm talking about is true. And Abismak is shaking his head. Matthew chapter 24 verse 12. Matthew chapter 24 verse 12. I'm going to show you something here. Watch. We are seeing more of hatred. Hatred. There cannot be wickedness if there's no hate in the heart of a person. And because lawlessness will abound, that is what? When there's lawlessness, that means what? Evil and what? Wickedness, what? Abound. The love of many will grow what? Cold. In the place of love is what? Hatred. So what are the things we see these days? Human activities and acts continues to destroy the earth. We are crying global warming, and still look at the kind of cars and things we are doing. The same people say we are catching galamse are the same people. Let me end it there. Wickedness. Today, one of the things that are being preached and pushed in our generation is vengeance. Watch all the movies that comes out now. It's always about revenge. Somebody did something to somebody when he was young, and the person grew up and went to kill the person back. Yeah. Have you seen any movie now teaching forgiveness? Those of you who watch movies a lot, when was the last time you watched a movie that was teaching forgiveness? So people grow and all that because of hatred. They sit down and they devise wickedness, evil, how to punish, how to be evil towards people. Now when we go to school, the knowledge that people went to learn about nuclear energy to help advance the cause of this world, now because of this place we have gotten to, now nuclear engineers are all under threat, because if these terrorists, they catch you, they are taking you to go and prepare bomb. Yes. Wickedness has gotten to a place that some politicians will profit in arms dealing and watch people being killed. I always ask myself, what is the level of the warfare at Boko that we have still not been able to solve? If you are somebody who watch the kind of series I watch, you understand that the conspiracy is real. Wickedness. See, the world is wicked though. And it will be more. See, wickedness is going to even abound more. It is only wickedness that will let somebody. Oh God. I want to tell some of these things. Eh? Somebody has opened a shop, a very powerful shop, where they deal in this bottling and everything, the machines and all that stuff. The person traveled to abroad and trusted you with a job. In a week later, you went to sell everything to process your pain left. And now all those who are working with you, they've lost their job. Why are you wicked like that? But that's what we are. See, to take the slightest opportunity, somebody will use you. Wickedness. If I talk about my doctors and nurses, if I go to the hospital, maybe they don't attend to me, so let me shut up. Because of gala, people are impatient to. So don't care, they can leave needles in the stomach of somebody and kill the person. No compassion anymore at the hospital. People who are raised to be compassionate, people of compassion, they don't have it anymore. They can watch you die, they don't care. Somebody just died, at a mother and a child in Kaswa. Nobody, yes. When they said it, I remembered what happened to my wife. If it hadn't been that we knew somebody, when my wife had the miscarriage, that was the first place we referred to. We sat there for 3 hours, nobody minded us. We called one particular nurse, the way she gave it to me. That was the day I knew that. Yeah, so when I heard the story, I was not surprised. Those people over that mother and child, I don't want to. Hello. That does not, when I come to the hospital, you should play wicked on me. Last one. The war of fear and intimidation. Now, this is the part I told you earlier on, that you should understand why there's hostility towards the church. Because this is the end time, the last straw that the devil has, his hostility towards the church is serious. Revelation chapter 12, verse 17. The persecution of the church is growing day by day, because that is what the devil has to do in expression of his great wrath. And the dragon was enraged with the woman. And the woman is talking about Christ. And he went to make war with the rest of his what? Offspring. That is what? The church. Who keep the commandment of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. It's still the Revelation 12 we are reading. You see the final part of the scripture. He went after the what? The offsprings. Why? The devil can no more accuse us before God. Hence, he has deployed his accusation through other means. He has not stopped being accuser of the brethren. No. He has just lost his place of legal access to accuse you before God and use God's justice system to destroy you. Now that he cannot more use that one, he has deployed a different way. First, he accuses you through your guilt or on guilt through your conscience. So now see that the believer's greatest warfare is guilt, your conscience. If you prevail from that place, he has now set up systems or accusers through systems, the world system. Do you know why the world hates you as a Christian? Have you noticed that the moment you go to a place and say you're a Christian, people don't like you? Oh, am I the only person? I'm talking of Ghana here. If you show your face that you're a Christian, a practicing Christian, everybody hates you. Why? Because the devil has accused you to the systems that you people are not good people. Therefore, all the hostilities we see towards the church and the people of God is because somebody's accusing us. Somebody's accusing us. That's why politicians will pass law to deal with you. Now, in some developed countries, you dare not even say Jesus. Yes. They are doing everything to make sure that there's hostility towards you. He's warring after the offspring. Let's read this scripture. John chapter 15, verse 18 and 19. If you are here and you think that you practice Christianity well and you have friends in the world, then you are dying to yourself. Then you don't understand the current state of the warfare we are in. All your friends are here. We are your friends. Outside this place, if you go to the other place, have it at the back of your mind that everybody is a suspect. That's how you survive. Survival rule number one. Everybody is a suspect. If the world hates you, listen now. You know that it hated me before it hated what? You. Continue the next verse. If you are of the world would love you as its own. Are you hearing it? That is why now I found out recently that schools, senior high schools, are more comfortable to host secular artists for entertainment to come and grind those young girls in the name of performance. Sing all kinds of crazy songs than to give room to some of us because they think that we are the ones who come and spoil them. Yeah. Oh, these young ministers, they are coming to sleep with their kids. Yes. They are coming to destroy them. But when these secular artists are coming, allow them. They have to entertain them. If you are of the world will love you as its own. Yet, because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Any believer who does not accept this thing will suffer. Don't ever try to make the world like you. They can never like you. They will never like you. They will never love you. Some of you are doing all the best so that the world will accept you. It will not happen. What did I say to what? So, be ready for hatred. As long as you have chosen the path of the Lord, I said, be ready for what? This is the state of the world we are fighting now. We are hated for no reasons. Have somebody just look at you and say, I don't like you. You didn't do anything to the person. Yes. I pray for you. See, this is the state of the world we are right now. Deception is at its peak. Wickedness and evil is at its peak because it's a great wrath. And the persecution of the believers, hatred is at its peak. We have journeyed through the course of the war. We have journeyed through the nature of the war. Now we've seen the current state of the war. One who prayed that Lord help us. Because he said, even though he knows the hate, he said, I didn't take them out of the world. But I pray that you keep them. One who prayed that Lord, oh God, help us. That the wickedness in this world will not consume the righteous. The wickedness in this world. I tell you, there are many wicked things that people are doing. Many wickedness. The deception of this world will not destroy the believer. Oh, lift up your voice and pray. We are praying that Lord, preserve. See, we are the reason why corruption has not gotten that far. Because we are here. Oh, we are here. Oh, we are here. In the name of Jesus. Randevele makumbala saya. Oh Lord, mercy, 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 mercy. The church will stand. In this thing, one thing we have to know is that the reason why God has planted the church here on the earth, that we will keep the gate of hell under check. See, in this country, you have to pray against this infiltration, deception that is infiltrated, even to the lowest level of education. We have to pray against it. Wickedness. We must share the love of Christ abroad. We must be able to show that Christ's love, there is forgiveness.
Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Spirit of God. Oh, Lord, we give you all the praise. Finally, we want to pray that the Lord will help us in this world of hatred. That we will stand. 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 In all my ways, I am yours. If I live, I live for you. This is our prayer. In all my ways, I am yours. If I live, I live. The hatred that we are going through, in all our ways, I am yours. If I live,
I live for
Metiasia, Metimao, Samiwuswa, Miwumao. My
queen,
in all my ways, I am yours.
If I live, I live for you.
Just breathe your name upon me.
So glad you stayed. I believe you were blessed. See you some other time. Bye for now.